This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's Tactical Holsters. Holsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yes. TacticalHolsters.com, when you go there, this is a one-stop shop. You can find everything you need. The belt, the holster, the magazine carriers, the chest rig, it's all there. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. In MMA, they have something called a bare naked choke. Once you're put into a bare naked choke, most of the time you're just going to be choked out until somebody lets you go. That was the, I think it was part of the whole mindset when they came to Operation Choke Point, which was a way to deny financial services to gun companies. One way that a lot of new businesses are starting now in the 21st century is something called crowdfunding. They're whole businesses that have gotten their start and continue to do their R&D and everything off of Kickstarter and Indiegogo and all of these other things. Except if you're in the gun business, if you're in the gun industry somehow or another, if you get out there and you put something up there and you are actually honest about what you're doing, well, they won't let you do that. Until now. I have told you before that the gun industry finds a way. Joining me for the first time from Fire Funder is Sam Lambert. Good evening, sir. Have we got him?
Hello, Bill. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I am good. Tell me or tell us what Fire Funder is. Let's just talk about that first before we get into the why.
Sure. So, excuse me. Fire Funder is the first crowdfunding platform built specifically to cater to the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade business, that industry. Up until now, as you just stated, this way of launching a company, this means of gaining the capital you need to get off the ground, has not been available to anyone in our industry, nothing weapons related. And that's what we're here to do, is to offer those services through FireFunder.
Now, excuse me, I've got the busy throat tonight. FireFunder. When you go to the FireFunder website, you know, it says, hey, if you got I have a great idea, or I want to support your great idea. And then it is essentially Kickstarter for guns. How is that being received within the gun industry? It's relatively new, isn't it?
Yeah, we're brand new. So, you know, obviously I'd like the listenership to go check us out tonight and see what we're all about. But we took this thing live less than 3 weeks ago. And for the first week and a half, it was essentially a soft launch, meaning we didn't really tell anybody that it was available. We still had about 4,000 people find us in that amount of time, even though we had not started to spread the word at all. And, you know, the first couple of weeks is all about working out the bugs. Anytime you have a new web platform, you're going to have a few of those issues. And so we wanted the user experience to be solid before we started asking people to come and support these companies that are looking for resources to be able to expand into this marketplace. And so, yeah, we are brand new as of 3 weeks ago. We are up and going now. There are three campaigns on the site. I believe our fourth will be going live sometime during this hour that I'm speaking with you. And we're off and running from there. We have quite a few more companies that are extremely excited to be using this because up until this point, as you stated, this has not been available. And getting the necessary funding to launch a new idea in this industry has been just extremely difficult.
One of them now, I like one of these that I'm just looking at right now. Is it Huntigo? Huntigo?
Yes, Huntigo. And Kurt Wentworth is the gentleman that owns that company. He's a really, really good guy. He has put a lot of his own capital into this thing, and he's ready to make it a reality. He has purchased the dies he needs to load the ammunition that you would be purchasing. And that product is the world's first shoot-through bore cleaner. And so it is right now in a 12-gauge. He's going to be coming out with the 20, the 28, the 410. He has other things for rifle and handgun coming out behind that. This guy has three patents on this design alone, and it really is something special. I was speaking with him about it earlier today. He says it takes between 95 and 97% of the contaminants out of your bore with one shot. That shot costs about $2.50. You're out at the trap club, or you're out shooting doves or turkey or whatever happens to be your sport. And at the end of the day, you fire around through your bore, and your bore is essentially clean.
That is that's rather novel. And it's one of those things I would never have considered. But going back to now, the stuff that you offer for any of the new businesses out there that are looking to find funding for this, you have separate categories for shooting sports, bags and apparel, blades and tools, lighting and optics, and camping and outdoors, which is basically the sportsman's guide shop. If you look at their, if you're familiar with their shop, that's about what they offer. So, you've got these campaigns up. What kind of reception are you getting? How many people are out there just sort of putting their stuff together that you know about?
Well, I'd say right now we're somewhere between 25 and 30 campaigns that are in the hopper that people are building campaigns now. Obviously, it takes a little bit of time to put everything together in order to have a campaign that's going to be successful. And so, you know, after SHOT Show, when we walked the floor at SHOT this year introducing ourselves, and the response was pretty much the same everywhere we went. It was kind of a where have you been? You know, we desperately need this. How soon can I get on? And, you know, that has been the response across the board. And it's continuing to pour in now. SHOT was over about a week and a half ago, and we have not had a chance to breathe since. It has been nonstop. And we are loving every second of it. This thing right now, you know, as you said, you look on there, you see three campaigns. There'll be four here in a few minutes. That's great, but that's the tip of the iceberg. There are a lot more coming, and they are going to be coming every few days. So you'll see this thing expand very, very rapidly now over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, the way kickstarting or the way crowdfunding works, rather, if I may. Mm-hmm. Is it for those people that would be out there supporting one of these campaigns, you get, besides supporting it financially, you get some perks as a supporter, and those perks, that your inside status is described within the campaign when you get there at a certain level. If you're donating this much, well, you're going to get this, this, and this when it finally does come out and everything else. This is the wave of the future. This will do away with a lot of traditional financing methods. And finally, it comes to the gun industry. But we're coming up on the first break, so if you stay with Sam, let's talk about why this was important that somebody start this. Firefunder, you can find them at firefunder.com. Go check that out. It's new. There's not that much there yet, but it is there. We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Where did my stuff go? There it is. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Everybody knows I took this SIG out to test it, but I didn't, you know, the holster that SIG sent with it just is rubbish. I now have the Assaulter belt coming from G-Code, and I will be running this gun and reviewing that hopefully this weekend. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Sam Lambert of FireFunder.com, which is the first of its kind, a crowdfunding source for people in the gun industry. Why was that needed, Sam? Why did we need crowdfunding in the gun industry?
Well, it was a personal experience. It started a few years ago. I was developing a product for use on shotguns as a multi-laser sighting system. And really, it was a risk mitigation tool to be used for law enforcement, home defense, things like that. It would paint the perimeter of your shot pattern, show you what was affected and what wasn't, whether or not it would be safe to take a shot in any situation. And so, you know, we had spent our money on development and gotten through with that. We were ready to tool up and take it to the marketplace, and we needed capital to do that. And when we started looking at our options, they were limited. We decided that we were going to crowdfund. And that's when we discovered that they were far more limited than we thought they were. Out of the roughly 300 crowdfunding platforms in the U.S., they all share a no-weapons-related policy. So if you're in our industry, you're on your own. You are not able to use those platforms. And I'm not the kind of guy that really likes to be told no. And so after taking a heavier look at it and realizing that this was really a massive void in our industry and that there were a lot of guys out there just like me that had poured their savings into developing a product, they were ready to go to market and had no way through the wall, we decided to build that way through the wall, and that's FireFunder. And so we started that mission here a little over a year ago. It takes time to develop something like this. It took time to find a bank that would work with us. Again, the financial resources are very aptly named a choke point in our industry. And so we were able to find a good solution. We have a backup should anything happen to that solution. And now we are able to offer this to our industry. And we're also doing some things with this that really just haven't been done before to try to build more of a runway to success for our campaign companies, rather than having a few have successful campaigns and then fall flat after the fact.
Right. Now, one of the things that you show on FireFunder with a campaign is that you create your campaign, you get your backers, you get funded, but then you expect them to deliver on the promises that were made by the people that fund them.
That's correct, yes.
I haven't seen that. I haven't actually seen that articulated like on Kickstarter, for example. Is that something unique? Is that something you looked at and said, well, we're so new to this and everything, they need to understand they're going to have to actually keep their word? Or what was the deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, and that really is how Kickstarter works. It is a rewards-based crowdfunding platform. Now, this last year, the feds did authorize for the use of crowdfunding in certain circumstances, for equity. That's not what we're doing. This is strictly a rewards-based platform. So if you support a campaign, you know, it may be a thank you, and that's your reward, that your name is put on a list of supporters that help make this company possible. It may very well be the item that this company is working hard to produce. It may be a T-shirt. It may be a hat. But you are given a reward based on the financial level of support that you have given this company to help them get over the hump and get their product to market. And so that is a model that has existed in the marketplace. But, again, where our market, the firearms market, has been blackballed for so long, we feel that it's really important to try to do a better job of explaining exactly how this works, as many of us have not had the privilege of being able to work with it previously.
Well, I mean, I tried to use Square one time. I was going to use Square to take credit cards, which the only thing I take payment for is advertising, right? I'm not selling anything to a gun. But I was taking a payment from Ammunition Depot, and the name of my show was Lock and Load with Bill Frady, and they would not let the payment go through. That's the way they operate. And now, I mean, I've had to go to QuickBooks to do that kind of thing, and I do that now. But it's of all the things that they have managed to do now, guns are in big box stores and everything else. But with the financial industry, they've sort of given the gun industry the same stigma that's related to cigarettes, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. You know, fortunately, there are some financial companies out there that are thinking more clearly and logically when it comes to this issue. But you're right. There are a lot of organizations that are using using what it is, the service they provide, to make a political statement. And, you know, that's fine. If they don't want to work with us, we will find a way. And that's exactly what we're here for, is to create that path forward. And to really, what Firefunder is about is bringing our community together, because we are a community. You know, we have consumers, we have new entrepreneurs, we have existing giant manufacturers that have been around for generations, and we have nonprofits in our industry that are doing really, really good work, especially when it comes to our veterans, especially when it comes to children's education, and especially when it comes to conservation. You know, we actually walk the walk on those things. And Firefunder is about bringing those four distinct segments of the community together to drive innovation in an industry that has historically been kind of slow to innovate.
Yeah. Everybody out there tonight, you should go check out Firefunder.com. Maybe bookmark it or something, because this is something you can go and visit every day. And there may be a campaign that you look at all of a sudden says you're going to say, Shazam, that's one I want to get involved in. You're going to be an insider. You're going to be a producer. You're going to be like part of a finance apparatus helping something come to market. And you'll be there and you'll be getting something from them from the get-go. You just have to look at the campaign and find the one you want. I would suggest you go look at like Peak Performance at Kickstarter and see what they give away. This is the kind of thing Firefunder will do. When we get back, Sam, I want to throw a hypothetical at you for something that's been running around in my head. So we'll be back. Sam Lambert, Firefunder, this is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, and industry-leading warranty that you won't ever have to use because you can't break them. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from Fire Thunder is Sam Lambert. Now, I actually, Sam, I want to do something that has nothing to do with radio. I went to the NRA show last year, and I had one of those Thule crossover backpacks, you know what I'm talking about? But you can buy it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as far as I'm concerned, for my needs, that is a horrible backpack. And there were some other things I would like to do with a backpack. I would like to have a backpack that can carry a gun, but I can draw the gun without having to move the backpack off of my back. There's lots of stuff like Maxpedition where you can do this little swing swivel thing where the sling bag is suddenly in front of you and everything, and you're unzipping the special zipper and accessing the gun that way. I wanted something that I could draw the gun without having to, you know, move the backpack off of me. At the same time, I wanted something that would be modular on the inside where it could either be a big cargo bag or a camera bag, needed to have a laptop compartment, needed to have separate compartments. And I looked around, and there were some companies out there that actually made parts of that, but nobody that actually offered the full suite. So I've been thinking, and the other thing is I don't want these to look anything like a tactical backpack. I don't want any Molly. I don't want any Velcro. I mean, it can have all that stuff on the inside, but I don't want any of that on the outside. Now, if I came to you, though, if I came to you wanting to fire fund, there's a couple of things I need to bring with me, right? I mean, I just can't get out there and go, hi, I'm Bill. I've got this great idea for a backpack company, and no, I don't know how to draw. And I haven't actually made a mock-up, but it's a good idea. Help me.
Yeah, well, we have had calls similar to that. And we have other companies that we work closely with and we refer people to when they need additional help, like you may need if you were in that situation.
Right.
But, you know, in order to run a campaign on FireFunder, you really do need to be at the position where you know exactly how much money you need to tool up, to manufacture, and to fulfill on your promises, which, generally speaking, it doesn't have to be this way, but generally speaking, if you're going to run a campaign for this really cool-sounding backpack, you need to have built one. You
Yes.
need to have that prototype. You need to have everything you need lined up to be able to mass-produce them so
Right.
that when you put that campaign on FireFunder and instead of selling 500 of them, you sell 5,000 of them, you're capable of fulfilling on all of those promises that you have given, as well as the other items that you may offer for lower dollar amounts for people that want to support your dream, your company, but don't necessarily have the finances to throw towards the backpack. Or maybe they already have a half a dozen and don't necessarily need a new one today, but they want to support you. So, yeah,
right.
In answer to your question, if you want to run a campaign, you do need to be ready to launch your company.
And so anybody coming to you, like, I mean, I've looked into this, and I know, for example, how it would work if I decided I wanted the Chinese to make it. But I have no idea how it would work if I wanted somebody to make it stateside. And I need to know all of those things, don't I? And I need to have mock-ups or models built of it, if it's a bag, to come and actually start that to get anywhere with it, because I just can't get up there and just be sitting making a video saying, you know, it's all in my head. And you have the services to help them.
Yeah, well, we have companies that we refer people to help them with everything from social media marketing to in an actual marketing plan, business plans, things like that. We have a lot of referral partners to help someone be in a position to be able to have a successful campaign. And the bottom line is you're not going to raise the capital you need if you can't prove to the people who are looking at your campaign that you're actually capable of building this thing and that the quality you are going to be giving them is what they're expecting. And so you do need to have your prototype. You do need to have your plan written out. You need to be able to explain what are the challenges that I'm facing. What is it that you're helping me to overcome? These are the things that are really important to people. They're doing more than just buying a product when they come to FireFunder. They're really helping to steer the direction of our industry. You know, that's one of the reasons that some larger companies in our industry, some mainstays, are looking at using this. For them, it's not all about the capital. For them, it's about replacing market research with actionable market results. They're not asking a focus group, which of these new products do you like? They're asking the FireFunder community, which of these new products will you buy?
Right.
And so by taking part in this as a consumer, you are getting to vote with your credit or debit card as to what direction you want to see the company or the industry go. And at the same time, you're getting things at a significant discount before they're available at retail.
Oh, yeah. Cool stuff when you're getting involved in that. That is one thing that I've – I do have the name for the company, though. I have figured
you
that
do.
Yes, I haven't trademarked it or anything, but I would call the bags Sheep's Clothing. I want to have a medium-sized messenger bag, and I want a real bike messenger bag, not a shoulder bag that hangs down bouncing on your hip. Now I want it to be able to adjust if you want to do that, but I want it to ride on your back like a sling bag, and then a proper backpack. I want two sizes, medium and large, medium and large. And I don't know where I'm going to go with that. I don't know if I'm going to do anything with it, but it's going to be a rough road to hoe. I can see that already. Now, so that's good. If I come to you and I say, I've got this idea, even though I'm an engineering illiterate, you may be able to help me and at least point me in some directions where I might be able to bring some things to fruition. So that's above and beyond what the site does. When we get back, I want to talk about, and I don't know if you've considered this, but I mean, a lot of the things that led to the financial bubble bursting were all bank-based. And now the gun industry, except for the really big players, is not bank-based. It's pretty much all self-contained. It's a cash and carry business, but in most of them. I want to talk about the hidden thing that probably most, you know, there's probably a bunch of gun companies, gun industry players that don't know you're out there yet, that they could use you in a way that, you know, most of these bigger companies are using commercial paper, couldn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly right.
So that's when we get back. We're going to discuss how something really cool could begin right here at this is Ground Zero. Firefunder.com. Go check them out. There's a few campaigns there right now. The one with the shotgun, where you get ready to clean your shotgun, you load the shell in, you pull the trigger, viola, it is clean. That's cool. And they're already picking up steam. Are these all 90-day?
Yeah, that's right. Those are all three of them are 90-day. And I'll tell you, every one of them took a risk by going on with us when we went live without critical mass, without the crowd being there. And every one of them are quality products that could really use your support.
We'll be right back.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I got some stuff coming this week. I'm going to be taking it out of the range. It's going to be awesome. Tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Sam Lambert from firefunder.com. Sam, I can't tell you how many little companies I have started. They've started advertising with me. And then they'll want to go make a move where they're going to try to bring something new to market, which totally guts every part of their budget they had for just about everything extra, like, say, advertising on a radio show. And they have to put all that money into either R&D or production. What you have brought to play can eliminate all of that for these already established companies. And let me set this up a little bit. When the bubble burst and all of these companies were sort of in a panic, that's because they all operate on something called commercial paper, which is a 30-day loan or a 60-day loan. It's always a gigantic loan, and that's what they use to run their day-to-day. They don't touch their bank accounts. They're using somebody else's money. They're going to pay it back in about 30 days. This will completely eliminate the need for this if somebody has enough of a business plan to come in ahead and know how far what they want to do at this time, and do a little development, put something out there, and then they can come to you and set up a campaign and just fund the whole thing, can't they?
That's the idea, Bill, yeah. I mean, these companies, to say that it stretches the budget for R&D, even the largest companies, it can be a real challenge to try to bring a new product to market. I mean, you're talking $500,000 a pop for most products coming out, and that can be a real conservative number. Depending on what kind of a product you're trying to build, it is not an easy thing to bring a new product to market. And even for the best companies and the most established companies, there's the dreaded failed product launch. And yeah, that's, you know, and that we're here to the best of our ability, anyone's ability, really, eliminate the risk of a failed product launch. You're getting that customer feedback before you stick your neck all the way out. Now, you're still going to have to do some development work. You know as well as I do that those things aren't cheap. But when it comes to the tooling up and the rest of those development costs, you can recoup a lot of that before it's ever expended. And so, yeah, the whole idea is to keep these companies moving forward, developing the kinds of products that we all want without putting themselves in a financial position that could end up closing their doors if the bubble pops or, you know, if anything happens. Things happen all the time in business. You're always getting thrown curveballs. And to be able to mitigate some of that risk and engage your customers earlier is really something that just has not been available up until now.
The other thing this for a company, now nowadays in the gun industry especially, all of these companies are like social media stars, aren't they? They have big Facebook followings and big Instagram followings and everything else. So a savvy player, like, say, Magpul, for example, or Daniel Defense, or any of these companies that are out there that have a fairly big following, and they can do no wrong, you know, to a large extent for their people that follow them. They could get out there and say, we want to do a magazine that never runs out of bullets, and we want to crowdfund it. And for and then launch it with you and have it linked up to social media and everything. Now, can you do that with FireFunder? Can all of that be, can they link all of this stuff into it where people can jump from here to FireFunder and get in the campaign?
Absolutely, yeah. The social media play is huge now. I mean, the vast majority of people coming to our site are coming on their cell phones. You know, people are on social media all the time. And so if you're going to run a campaign, it is really important that you act like a bigger player and get that social media game rolling. You know, people who are successful in crowdfunding, they do a lot of legwork before they launch a campaign to get a bit of a crowd excited before it comes out there. Get people talking about it. Get people sharing it on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and anything and everything that you have at your disposal. And that is an excellent move for a company that is a little bit cash strapped, because if you can develop something that starts to go a little bit viral, you can generate a lot of excitement and not have to spend a lot of money. You know, we were talking about Huntigo, the shoot-through bore cleaner. He just released a new video here this last week. It's had about 16,000 viewers, working on 17,000 viewers now. And, you know, he's kind of learning as he goes how to get his message across. And social media is absolutely critical to that.
So you have put up a platform that is a multi-use platform for the company that doesn't really even exist yet. This is where they can get their start. They can get their fuel, their initial fueling, if you want to call it that. They can develop their own social media. That's, I mean, I would imagine that campaign, if they actually do deliver on their promises, is sort of a built-in social media mechanism, isn't it? I mean, they start their Facebook page and everybody starts going there and watching for this, and you know, it just becomes this multi-level marketing thing.
To a certain extent, and you know, one of the other things that I really want to make sure that we have a chance to talk about here that we're doing for social media on our end is we're partnering with, you know, for example, our first nonprofit partner was the Lone Survivor Foundation. We have a couple of others, Mission Volant and Operation Once in a Lifetime. We have several others in the queue that are going to be coming on here over the next couple of weeks that are in other sectors as well. But these veterans organizations are critically important to the health of our community in our country. And we're giving up to 10% of our gross profits back to those organizations that partner with us. And they're looking at the companies that are coming on here, and a lot of them are veteran-owned companies, you know, and so they're doing everything they can to help push through their social media channels people to come to FireFunder to help support these new companies getting off the ground. And what we've done is create a situation where quite literally every single person and entity involved comes out better than they did before they came in. And if you're a campaigning company and you launch a campaign and it doesn't work out, you don't pay anybody a dime. We don't charge a dime. No one's credit cards are getting charged if the campaign's not successful. There's no risk there.
This is sort of exciting. I've never been involved with a company this early on. And so you guys haven't heard the last of Fire Thunder. I'm going to try to talk Mr. Lambert later on this week into doing something really crazy. That'll be offline, though, Sam. Don't worry about that. Firefunder.com. Take a moment out of your day and go and check that out. And this is where you can help guide a fledgling company. This is the whole basis behind the whole free enterprise system. I sound like the guy that's giving the speech at Animal House, don't I? This is America, isn't it? Yes. And this is a way also for all of you out there that are sort of, I don't know, sensitive and don't like big banks and everything. You can cut them out and still have something come to market. Sam, I will get this audio to you, and we will talk at a later time this week, and I would like to thank you for taking the time to come and join me this evening.
Bill, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure, and I do greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We will do this again soon.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to try to do a simulcast. Just so you know, I don't know how this is going to work, but we'll see how it goes. And this is going to be for the Polite Society Podcast 400th episode. We're going to try to do it. May work, it may not. Anyway, that's supposed to happen tomorrow. In addition to the world according to Second Call Defense. Going into hour number three, when we get back, more of the rant. I'm going to sit back and make myself another cup of coffee just to get myself caffeinated and steeled and ready to go. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.